Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome again to another Transformation Tuesday, day before spring we have here. And those of you who are on Periscope, you can watch the live broadcast on Periscope as well. I see several of you have already logged in, and good morning to all of you. Good morning to all of you. Lenita218 is checking in. Those of you on the call and on the line, I see the calls coming in, and I want to thank you guys as well for calling in to another Transformation Tuesday. Just a quick reminder, if you're not in the Facebook Transformation Tuesday group, go ahead and join. What are you waiting for? Just search Transformation Tuesday with Dr. Rose, and I will, pull you into this group, this wonderful group of people who are just taking advantage of a community of like-minded individuals, just growing together and encouraging each other. So today's topic is on how to stay motivated when it seems like your life is at a standstill, how to stay motivated. About a year ago, I thought about this topic last week with something that happened last week. About a year ago, I purchased for the first time ever one of those orchid plants. Many of you guys are familiar with it if you ever go to your home and garden stores or even some of your major super center stores in the garden section. They'll have these beautiful orchids all in different colors. Some of them are white, with a few blooms, three or four blooms on the stalk. And I've just always thought orchids were beautiful, but I never purchased any because I don't know how to care for them. As far as I knew, they last just for a short time and then they're gone. They're dead. So about a year ago, I purchased one for the first time. Beautiful orchid plant, had several beautiful blooms on them. And I didn't really know how long the flowers would last. But sure, in weeks, all the blooms kind of withered up and died and went away. And I held on to the pot for a while with just the stalks on, and I'm like, okay, what do I do with this? But after a few weeks, I just threw it away, Nothing was happening. I just had some stalks. It wasn't very appealing. So I threw the plant away. Several months after that, I was hosting an event at my home, and I thought it would be very nice to have this beautiful, beautiful orchid as a centerpiece for my event. So I went ahead and purchased another orchid. But this time, instead of throwing it away, I decided to hold on to it. After the flowers, sure enough, after a few weeks, withered up and died, and I was just left with the stalks with no life in it, some green leaves coming out the bottom of the plant, and that was it. But I was determined. I wasn't going to throw it away. I put it in the window and kind of let it sit there. And it sat there, honestly, guys, for the last 8 months. It has sat there, not very appealing, nothing happening. But sure enough, I kept watering it, kept it in the night, and about a week and a half ago, I noticed something happening. I noticed a bud forming on one of the stalks. And then another bud. And within a few days, these beautiful blooms, and I'm going to take a picture and share it with you guys. I'll put it on the social media site. Right now I have these three beautiful orchid blooms on this stalk that for the last 8 to 9 months seriously has looked like it was no life going on there. So it got me thinking, how many of us mistake what we perceive as being a lack of movement or growth in our life, or our lives being at a standstill or being stuck? How many of us are quick to throw in the towel, or in my case, throw away the plant because we've convinced ourselves that the seeds we've planted are no longer viable, that nothing's happening? Today, I'm here to tell you that even in times that seem that all forward movement has halted and nothing's going on, there's growth occurring beneath the scenes, beneath the surface. So today's affirmation I want you guys to just meditate on is that even in times of stillness, even in times of where it seems like there's no growth going on, that there's life beneath the surface. There's life beneath the surface. And what is necessary for you to do is do what is needed to nurture that life, not give up on it, not throw away the pot like I did the first time around, but continue to nurture it and have faith that soon enough, those seeds that you planted are taking root You cannot see it. You can't keep digging up the dirt to see if they're taking root, but they are taking root and they're going to bloom. So step one in how to stay motivated when it feels as though your life is at a standstill is to remind yourself that all growth is not visible to the naked eye. All growth is invisible to the naked eye. Tomorrow just happens to be the first day of fall, which I feel is very appropriate for today's Transformation Tuesday topic. If we can learn to recognize that our lives, like our world, like the earth we live in, has seasons, then we can start to adjust our lives accordingly. There's a planting season, there's a nurturing season, there's a growing season, and there's a harvest season. So if we can recognize what we need to do in each of those seasons and adjust accordingly, we can take full benefit of the times that we feel like nothing's happening, nothing's going on, because truly it is. So think about this. When we're in the winter season, it's coming up for those of us here in the Midwest and East Coast, but when we're literally in the winter season, we protect ourselves by layering up. And in you think about it, you layer up in your clothing, you protect yourselves in your house by turning on the furnace in your car, by turning on the heating system in your car. We protect ourselves by layering up. And to stay motivated in times where it seems like there's no action or growth or movement in your life, sometimes you have to layer up on some things. And some layering up can be stay knowledgeable. Whatever it is that your goal is, read up on it. During those low times, during those times of inactivity, this is the time you can start really feeding yourself with knowledge. I take some of you guys who may follow me on social media know that I like to do Bikram yoga, hot yoga. And a few months ago, I was in class, and one of the instructors said something that really resonated with me. In between poses, when we do these god-awful poses in this 105-degree temperature, we are able to lay down for like 20 seconds to kind of recover. And the teacher said something that really struck me. She said, it's in the times of stillness, that the healing occurs, that our physical healing occurs. So in the times that you feel like there's no growth going on, that things are slow or still, understand that there's a lot going on. There's a lot being fed to your soul. Those seeds that you've planted are being nurtured and fed. So don't be so quick to give up, because your bloom is just right underneath that surface there. Chapter 6 in Bloom 7 Steps to Personal Transformation is actually on stillness. And if you have the book, go to that chapter and make sure you read it this week, because it talks about just the importance of stillness in our lives. Everything doesn't have to be appear that there's so much movement going on. Again, when you find that you're in your winter season and that downtime, this is the time to really layer up with knowledge, layer up with fortifying yourself, inoculating yourself, preparing yourself to be ready. So when those blooms start blooming, you are well equipped with all the knowledge and the know-how that you need to really take full advantage of that harvest season. So also another great step, and I love this, and I really recommend this to individuals when things don't seem to be going well. This is step two here. Sometimes during your downtime, your what you perceive as being your slow time, review the accomplishments of others. And it doesn't have to be people you know. Reviewing the accomplishments, I'm having trouble with that word today, of others who have succeeded against all odds, or who seem like that they were really in the winter season and not moving anywhere, can help keep us motivated. So this is an excellent means of staying motivated. So people that come to mind is like the J.K. Rowling, the woman in England who created the Harry Potter series. Some of you may know her story. She was actually on what they call in the UK, what they call it on the dole. Here they call it on the road. But she was actually on welfare when she was writing the Harry Potter series. And for many people, perhaps herself as well, she may have felt like her life was at a standstill. There was nothing happening. But she took advantage of that downtime. She took advantage of what was perceived to be, you know, this lack of forward movement in her life to write. And to write something that has produced a product where it's reported, and this is not a joke, that she actually has more money than the Queen of England. So step two is to kind of review accomplishments that keeps you motivated of others. It could be people you know. It can be individuals in our society who have these stories of just really transforming their lives from a down period or a very slow period to one of a harvest season unlike we've ever seen. And the last step is to look around you. Okay, look around you. And with this step, I'm going to have a charge for you guys to do also this week. You know, I like to give out assignments, as I say, if you choose to accept it. But look around you and surround yourself with people who are headed in the direction you wish to go in. Immerse yourself with people who represent the vitality that you want to invite and create in your life. Oftentimes, the quickest way to jumpstart your progress in life is to surround yourself with people who exemplify what it is you desire to achieve. So, you know, Plato once said that people are like dirt. They can either nourish you and help you grow as a person, or they can stunt your growth and make you wilt and die. It sounds a bit harsh, but it's very true. I know personally for myself that in times where it seems like there's no movement going on, it's very important for me to surround myself with, and I don't even say like-minded individuals, but that's, we can use that term, but we use it so much, but even individuals who are maybe even further ahead in the journey than you are, because this is so important, and I see this has really resonated with a lot of you guys on Periscope because I'm getting a lot of hearts with this, but this is so necessary for you to surround yourself with individuals who represent and exemplify where it is that you desire to go, the direction. It's so easy when you feel stagnated, and when you feel stuck, the last thing you want to do is surround yourself with other people who feel stagnated and stuck and commiserate together, because that's one sure way to stay in the position that you're in and to stop nourishing. Because there's a difference between being stuck and stagnated and being in a place, like I said, a season of growth that you may not see with the naked eye. You have to continue to nourish yourself. You have to continue to nourish the seeds that you've planted. So surround yourself. So my charge to you guys is to find yourself, if you don't already have one, an accountability partner. That this is someone. We all need people in our lives who are going to hold us accountable. And that means they're gonna be the honest ones who are gonna say, yeah, you're stuck, you need to get off your butt, or, you know, this is just your season right now to fortify yourself. And these are people who represent what it is that you want to exemplify in your life. Not someone, again, that's going to just really commiserate with you, because misery loves company. But find yourself someone who's going to hold you accountable. A friend of mine who oftentimes listens to this broadcast, and many of you may know her, I'm not going to tell her name, but we were recently at a wedding together, and she was telling me that she's found a running partner. She's getting ready to run her first full marathon. And one of the things she said is that this individual is, she said she's like a beast, you know. She can go faster than she can. She tells her we're not going to stop at any point when they practice. So she's really forcing her to take it to the next level, you know, not someone who's going to keep her where she is, but someone who is definitely going to allow her to increase her speed, her time, and just overall and increase her skill when it comes to running. We need people in every area of our lives like that who are not going to just be comfortable, you know, and we're just all comfortable staying status quo, but it's going to challenge us to go to that next level, that level that we want to go to. So those are the three steps. Those are the three steps there. Know that, and the step one is to remind yourself that all growth is not visible to the naked eye. You could possibly be in your winter season right now, but there's still movement going on in the winter season. We can think about the winter season here and how there, even though it's the winter and everything seems dead when we get to that time of the year, we know that there's still growth going on beneath the surface, and that becomes evident in the spring. Step two is to review the accomplishments of others who in life who have been, you know, down and out, or people have counted them out and they were able to just go beyond, above and beyond what expectations were. And the last step is to look around you and surround yourself with people who are going to motivate you to do better, who are going to represent, and even watching them, you know, from afar is nourishing to you. Just remember that when trying to achieve anything in life, no matter what it is, frustration and the feeling of being stuck or stagnant is a common stumbling block. So just learning about methods such as the three steps we learned about today can really help you stay focused on your goals and not give up, not throw in that towel. And that's all for today, guys. I want you to take these three steps, really give them some thought. I want you to get out there and find yourself an accountability partner. And I want you to don't give up. Understand that all growth is invisible to the naked eye. If you planted those seeds and if you're nourishing them, trust that they will take root. And sooner or later, you'll be living your life in full bloom. Have a great day, everybody.